Cedric Muhammad.
Sobering, stimulating, and hot. It's the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.
I think it started like that, in the wind. Defense contractors, big oil bankers, just conversations, nothing more. Then a call is made, maybe to someone like my superior officer, General Wine.
Yeah.
We're going. We need your help.
When?
In the fall, probably in the south. We want you to come up with a plan.
I can do that.
Everything is cellularized. No one has said he must die. There's been no vote, nothing's on paper. There's no one to blame. It's as old as the crucifixion. A military firing squad. Five bullets, one blank, no one's guilty. Because everyone in the power structure who knows anything has a plausible deniability. There are no compromising connections except at the most secret point. But what's paramount is that it must succeed. No matter how many die, no matter how much it costs, the perpetrators must be on the winning side and never subject to prosecution for anything by anyone. That is a coup d'etat.
Yeah, what up? Welcome to Flight Black Moon.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Weather's looking mad fine, everything's looking smooth. I'm your Captain Buckshot.
Cedric Muhammad.
My co-pilot is DJ Z.D. We have SWLE on deck. We're about to take you about 31,000 feet into the air. We'll be cruising at a smooth
out. Cedric Muhammad.
Just buckle up. Enjoy your flight. Every individual in sight. Let my man Jewel peep his style for your card. Then I can converse and take a look at the guard.
Yo, go hit the brothers with the verse real quick. You show them how you represent the boot camp.
You know what they say about brothers who's screw face. Upstate, yeah, they be getting lazy. World life, I ain't gon' bull. Ask my man Buff on the street, he was tough, locked up, he was sweet stuff. Kid is hot, word to Mardu. Get the loop from the man at night from my Timberland. Walk with the shot that I bang with, hang with gang, hanging with the double-edged banger. Boot camp clicks, breaking your laws. If you're fake, we go boss a cat. Matter of fact, break your jaws. I'ma bring it to your chest like wind. Then fill your lungs up with all the bull you have within. But I'ma put it back to parlay. To the weekend, walk town overdue every day. Walk 'em down, walk 'em down, walk 'em down.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Walk 'em down, walk 'em down.
Cedric Muhammad.
They tell me chill when I kick it. Although lyrics is wicked, it's all about the L's and how I lick it. Or how I shot somebody in the mug with the slug, leaving white chalk all over pitch black bug. You couldn't tell me on the word of mother. When I was 15 running around, I was a real street lover. On a corner house shooting the dice, laying up getting nice, talking about the heist. GQ heading up the 125, push up on the shorty, looking live on the prize. I couldn't get the time of day when I was little K. Now you call me Buck, so your lips wanna pluck Buck to your head. I knew your X amount of thoughts, but they call me Buckshot, cause I take no shorts. Word to the shell around my chest. Big up to all of my Sid, rule boy, Pondex.
Cedric Muhammad.
Big brother, speak to that bastard. I'ma hit him up with the plastic.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel. Cedric Muhammad.
West track where the ill Liverpool contact knapsack filled with the gear that I need in a nickel bagger. Yes, indeed. A bad little brother running up on the ball. Fly as hell, hit the park, pay the wall. And all the older people saying shorty's a badass. But you're the smart little brother, so you're gonna last. They knew the time, they knew the rhyme where to hit your enemies 4 years. So I can just split you in the 9-4. It's all about the war. 95, 96, boot camp click is taking over. In 1998, I couldn't wait to get all my brothers and do shows from state to state. No, I'm the original head giving instructions. Thumping with the brothers, beat miners on productions. Welcome to Walktown, USA, where the week get this every day.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Cedric Muhammad. Cedric Muhammad.
September 16th, 2009. I want to welcome you to the hottest show in the diaspora. Ooh, I got a lot of ground to cover. If you are already a member of the fan Facebook page for this show, you know where I'm headed. I exclusively go by the hour by hour, round by round content flow of the show. Bobby and Whitney, hour number one. Go tell someone. Now, I don't do, you know, male versus female radio, especially those that, when the subject matter is the so-called American Negro, Black American princesses, the BAPs. I don't do that. But I think I have a little bit of a nuanced take on Whitney's appearance on Oprah, which I watched both parts. If you have a comment on that, send it in early. Let me go through the captain's log or the captain's blog. I want to spend some time later on today talking about the power of the tribal leader in Africa, how that relates to economic development. Kinship systems is where it's at. What I mean by that is race, religion, tribe, ethnicity, and gang. That's where the power is, really everywhere, even in America. We'll talk a little bit about why that is and why economic models that come from the West are frustrated. Mayweather Marquez, fight prediction, I'm back in the game. I don't care how much urine Juan Manuel Marquez drinks. This is not going to affect my fight prediction. Floyd's ribs are sore. I have it from inside sources. The ribs really were hurt. That may factor into my prediction. Stay tuned. Kanye West, brother, I got to speak to you a little bit later in hour number one. Trying to be something that you're not. Has you looking like you were about to cry on Jay Leno. That's a lesson for people trying to be hard body. Pick it on that innocent single white female at the VMAs. Shame on you for trying to be. Shame on you, I should say. Shark Tank, hour number two. We're gonna get into the Shark Tank review. If you've been watching my new favorite program, by the way, if you are on Twitter, I'm tweeting now. I will begin September 29th when Shark Tank moves to Tuesday nights on ABC. I will be tweeting live. Another excuse to sign up to my Twitter movements. I had to leave Jay-Z behind. He's the last one left, not tweeting. 1 year ago, all of this stuff started, financial panic related. I'll let somebody speak for me. I think in this last year I learned a lot, particularly that it will actually take, I think, the power going out in your neighborhood before you will see that the dollar is falling and that it's past time for group economics, kinship system, economic development to take place. If you didn't think that way after a year of what we've gone through, I don't think there's much help. I'm probably wasting my time with that, with the gospel of that message. but I will take us to Russia. While I was trying to watch Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame speech, which we will dissect, I was also watching Russia Today program on the end of the American dollar. People overseas are preparing for the inevitable while we keep trying to stack paper. All right, let's get to my view of the Bobby Whitney situation. Let me start with some context, if I could. Now, first of all, I think it's always important to keep in mind that I am a Jersey cat, a Jersey representative. Now, why does that matter? Maybe I'll let the camera zoom in on your boy. Why does it matter that I'm from Jersey? Well, it matters because New Jersey got acquainted with Whitney before the rest of the world. We were already hearing, knowing, and seeing things about Whitney. And this is why I have a problem with the line of questioning that Oprah Winfrey had. Now, if you never heard me before, I do believe that Queen Oprah is the leader of all white women in America. I give her due. The only problem I have with Oprah is that even though she lives in Chicago, she will not have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on her program for any reason. That's a little strange. But she has a beautiful heart. You cannot be that successful without having a heart like that. And she's so sensitive that I admire Oprah tremendously. But come on now. Why has the minister not been on your show, Oprah? That's revealing. Okay, now, that's just to let you know my biggest beef with Oprah. I admire her. She's the queen, the leader of all white women in America. But she was determined to depict Bobby Brown as the causal agent, the primary factor responsible for Whitney's downfall. I'm here to tell you, as a Jersey representative, it was 1990. I was 18 years old, I believe, something like that. I was on a bus going to work in Philly with a brother who worked in he worked at a bank, but he was from East Orange. He grew up with Whitney. Anybody in the Irvington, Illtown, East Orange, Newark, North Jersey area, you already know what I'm saying. Bobby Brown did not introduce Whitney Houston to weed with benefits. I don't believe that. I believe that Whitney's problems may have accelerated and gotten worse while she's been married to Bobby. But anyone from Jersey, particularly Irvington, East Orange, Newark, that whole area, you know better, Jersey City. We were hearing this stuff since 88, 89, 90. So Oprah's questions were selective. They don't deal with Whitney's life prior to being signed, the school she went to. They don't deal with any other rumors that I'm not going to repeat. I say that to say that, to me, Whitney is like a beautiful human being who's got ice, who's been frozen in a block of ice, and the ice is starting to thaw. And the whole world is coming at her at the same time that she's just starting to get perspective. She's just cleaning up. She's getting her health and her family together. Now she has to put out an album. And because it's all about making money, she now has to give an interview before she really, to me, has herself completely together. I think she's progressing nicely. I see the shine and the sparkle in her eye again. But Whitney is not 100% back. And to force her to do an interview like that in association with the promotion of an album, this is about money. So to me, Whitney was honest. I put that in quotes. I say Whitney Houston was honest in the Oprah interview, in quotes, because she doesn't, it's almost like she doesn't know how to edit herself. She said way too much. And the only litmus test or barometer that I can point to support my point is her beautiful daughter. By the way, is that daughter not the perfect 100% merger between Bobby and Whitney? She's got Bobby's forehead and teeth. Whitney's cheeks. Beautiful. She's a beautiful daughter. Very mature beyond her years if you saw her. But here's my point for those of you that are Bobby bashers. And I'm just here today trying to defend what's left of the honor of the greatest R&B singer of the last, what, 25 years? 20 years ago, I was pumping Bobby Brown. I had baggy pants. If you went to the Thoroughborough, you saw him. 88, 89, I was more of a New Jack Swing, Teddy Riley guy, Keith Sweat kind of dude. But I had to tip my hat to the man who was making it move at that time, which was Bobby Brown. Now, I say that to say that the music industry is Satan on this one, not Bobby Brown. Now let me say this for the men that are listening. If you are in a relationship, you married, or you have a sister or a mother or a daughter, which is everyone. Sister, mother, daughter, married relationship should cover everyone that's a man. Okay? You know that women blame you for everything. If you cop to something that you really did do wrong, the circular reasoning and the circuitous intellectual power of a woman will then associate your admission of guilt with every other thing that may be wrong. Now, this is just comes with the territory. I'm not being sexist. As a man, you have to. This is the cross that you have to bear. So it is no surprise when Whitney and Bobby, pardon me, when Whitney and Oprah got together, that this would be a session. Just how, you know, men get together and bash women. Yeah, we do. We do that, unfortunately. Or when I say bash, I mean we exaggerate the negative influence that maybe women may be having in our lives. Well, everybody does that. When black people get among themselves, white people get blamed for everything, as well as some vicious self-hatred that comes out, subject for another day. So Whitney and Oprah getting together was kind of like a session. If any women listening to my voice have had a session, it's nothing personal. It's just really that a guy really shouldn't see a session. It's not really for us. Women should be able to talk amongst themselves, exaggerate whatever they want to do about the negative influence of men. They should be able to do that on their own time. It's hard for a man to watch that. Hard for a man to watch a session. Oprah now. Hold on, let me throw up a pic of Oprah and Whitney having a session. Yeah, Oprah and Winfrey had a session in front of about, what, 50 million people? Oprah and Whitney. Okay, here's the shot. Whitney and Oprah having a session. It's on your screen right now. Now, here's my thing with Oprah. If you haven't noticed already, the whole world boils down to things in Oprah's childhood that she's been pretty honest about, her pain, what she's overcome, her struggle, what she suffered. That's half of the Oprah worldview, combined with whatever the latest book, guru, whatever the latest spiritual insight or new age teaching that she's subscribing to at that moment. It gets mixed together. So Whitney walked into, I don't want to call it Oprahanity, but the Oprah worldview, which is a mixture of the pain that she suffered and the latest insights that she's digesting from a book, a spiritual teacher, etc. So Oprah's angle was Bobby. Everything was Bobby with Oprah. It wasn't Whitney in Jersey going to a all-girls school, perhaps, having certain friends, perhaps allegedly rumored to be involved in certain activities prior to the music career. Oprah didn't care nothing about that. The Oprah worldview, and I'm not saying Oprah hates men. I've never said that. I don't accept that. People reduce. Oprah is a very complex, sophisticated individual. I don't think she's a man hater. Now, some of you all believe that. I don't believe that. But the Oprah worldview mandates Bobby Brown as villain. Am I lying? Did anyone see the interview? Let me hit you with a little bit of audio from the session. Oprah and Whitney. Oprah had a need for Bobby Brown to be responsible for Whitney's problems. Bobby Brown is a big factor, but he's not the cause. Anyone from Jersey knows this. Ish was going on before Bobby Brown even set foot on scene. Here we go.
When we come back, shocking revelations about Whitney's drug use.
Okay, I stopped it right there. This was the teaser that they sent you in before the commercial. This is about Whitney's drug abuse, not Bobby's.
When did the drugs start?
Open-ended question. The drugs started before Bobby.
Oprah's interview with Whitney Houston continues.
When did the drugs start?
All right, before the bodyguard, we were just, it was very light.
Mm-hmm.
After the bodyguard, I had Chrissy, it started getting heavy.
Very light with what?
Okay, I got to start from the top. No, Whitney, it wasn't a weed thing. The drug, come on, y'all. Whitney doesn't lie. See, Oprah asked her a question about her. She gave an answer that included Bobby. She mentions the bodyguard. The bodyguard was what year? Was that 92? When did Whitney come out? There was no drug abuse going on for 6 years? Now, I'm actually defending Whitney. It may not sound like that yet. Whitney, I believe, was being honest. Whitney, I believe, was wrestling with how to do this in a way that was not bad for even Bobby. She unloaded on him, but I think she tried to hold back. Oprah has this thing, though. Again, from the top.
What was
going on? When we come back, shocking revelations about Whitney's drug use.
When did the drugs start?
Oprah's interview with Whitney Houston continues.
When did the drugs start?
All right. Before the bodyguard... it was very light.
Mm-hmm.
After the bodyguard, I had Chrissy, it started getting heavy.
Very light with what? What was your drug of choice?
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah, marijuana. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But he liked to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I was a drinker. The alcoholism, that's an ugly thing. Either you're going to be a really nice alcoholic or you're a really mean one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was really mean.
So his personality would become altered when he drank?
Like, dramatically.
Was he violent?
He was afraid to do things with me, like afraid to, because my family was very, very like, okay, boy, remember,
yeah.
I told you once,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like he would walk kind of away from it, but me, I become a little girl. I would become this little girl like who wouldn't say anything.
So when I say violent, and it's so interesting because every time, you know, there are so many women who hold on to, well, he didn't really beat me. And so they think because he didn't physically beat you or leave scars on you.
No, emotionally,
yeah.
he was abusive.
He was abusive, yeah.
Physically, no way.
No way.
Oh, no way. No. Because, first of all, I was raised with two boys,
mm-hmm.
and I will fight you back.
Mm-hmm.
I would fight you back with anything I could find.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I had two brothers. I had family members who were like, brother, don't do it because they won't be able to find you. That kind of thing.
Yeah. So yeah, he never touched you?
No.
Never laid a hand on
like,
you?
He slapped me once.
Yeah.
You know, but he got hit over the head 3 times.
Yeah.
With
by you?
By me, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, okay, you're going too far.
So that was the barrier that you held. That
right.
Once you touched
but
me.
But emotionally?
That, yeah, emotionally.
As he spoke, his words, horrifying.
I love Whitney, man. You know what I'm saying? I love Whitney. Knocking jokers out. Oprah was on a fishing expedition. She wanted to paint Bobby as an abuser. No luck, Oprah. I'm so proud of Bobby right now. So far, he hasn't entered the fray. Now, he may have signed a confidentiality agreement. He may be getting paid to rub his kneecaps and sit on the bench for a little bit and not say nothing. But so far, two are not playing that game.
sobering, stimulating, and hot. It's the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.
Bobby, I'm proud of you. I'm even proud of you, Whitney. You held back a little bit. Love Bobby Brown, man. Listen, send in your comments. If you take sides, that's fine. I'm not saying you can't take sides. But to me, looking at that beautiful daughter that they have, she was should have been the standard of whether this interview was a good thing or not. Not selling records. Clive Davis being at the interview is an indication this is about money. Whitney, to me, looks like she's getting cleaner. And I think Clive Davis, if he's had a role in that. But this is about selling records to him, not putting that family together. And there would be no interview if she had no new album. Stop it.
Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
When we come back, shocking revelations about Whitney's drug use.
When did the drugs start?
Oprah's interview with Whitney Houston continues.
When did the drugs start? All right, before The Bodyguard, we were just, was very light. Mm-hmm. After The Bodyguard, I had Chrissy. It started getting heavy.
Very light with what? What was your drug of choice?
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah, marijuana. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. But he liked to drink. Mm-hmm. I was a drinker.
Cedric Muhammad, Black Coffee Program. I'm going through this book, Closing the Gap. I'm trying to find a part where Minister Farrakhan mentions his discussion with Bobby Brown. If anyone knows where it is, you want to help me out, I'd appreciate it. Oh, I have an event coming up. For those of you that may be in the area or the area, I'm going to be on a panel next week, September 22nd, Tuesday, 1:30 to 2:30 at the at George Mason University Fall for the Book Festival. I'm one of three individuals to speak on President Obama, give three different views. The official description is a trio of distinguished writers offer diverse perspectives on the life and career of President Barack Obama, including Charisse Carney Nunez, I believe, author of the children's book I Am Barack Obama, political consultant Cedric Muhammad and founder of the news analysis daily blackelectorate.com, that would be me, and journalist Neil Stanage, S-T-A-N-A-G-E, author of Redemption Song an Irish reporter inside the Barack Obama campaign. Check me out next Tuesday, 1:30 p.m., George Mason University Research Room 163, okay? I have some thoughts on what I may want to say. My view of President Obama. As you all know, I revere him in very non-political ways. I find President Obama's policies to not be necessarily that awesome. Oh, awesome. That's what Brett Favre called Adrian Peterson. Awesome. But Barack Obama's cultural impact. Woo. Man. So some people don't know how to handle my view of Obama because I take the weight off of him and I put it on us. We are some lazy people. Want President Obama to do things that you are scared to do. Just like all of us that criticize, athletes and entertainers for not being more conscious, for not doing more. Well, what do you do at your job? What do you do in the neighborhood? You're doing just as little in your sphere of influence as LeBron James and Kobe Bryant are in theirs. Everyone's whack. That's why I'm on this quest to end whackness in the name of blackness. Progress masquerading. Pardon me. Whackness masquerading as progress, I should say. Okay. I'm going to read your comments momentarily on the Bobby Whitney situation. I don't think I have to play the audio. That's all I'm going to do right now. This is not Michael Bazin. I'm not here to rile up the women and rile up the men. Give me your most pithy, thoughtful comments. I don't think that Whitney is the villain in this. I think Oprah bears a little bit more of the weight. This is about business. This is about ratings for Oprah and record sales for Clive Davis. Come on. Am I wrong? I mean, is this really about a black man and a black woman having a divorce? Now, to me, this is not the most dignified way to do it. If you're going to have a divorce, both parties should be respectful and dignified, particularly if there's a child involved. That's easier said than done, of course. But feel me. You can have a dignified divorce, but I think Whitney is like a person who has been in hibernation, just handling the light on her eyes, the sun on her skin. And to put her in front of the world when she's just getting her bearings together because you want to sell an album or you want to have ratings. I don't know. I think Oprah is a friend to Whitney, but I don't know if that's an act of friendship. This is about money, man. Anybody who tries to tell me this is not about money, you are so naive. Bobby may have gotten money to not respond. He might have signed a confidentiality agreement. Go tell someone. I'm talking about Bobby and Whitney. I'm about to get to Kanye in a minute. About to break down on Jay Leno because you're not built to do what ODB pioneered. ODB is the GOAT of the award show interruption, Kanye. Never forget it, brother. You got to be built to do something like that. Picking on that single white female. What's her name? I want to play her music today. I never even heard of her. Who was the young white lady, the single white female? SWF. That Kanye just humiliated. I'm going to pump her music and put the fire trucks on it. It's a damn shame trying to be like ODB. And don't tell me that was spontaneous. Kanye got in the lab and cooked that up. Rabia Muhammad from Chicago says, I am not ashamed to admit that I was a fan of the Bobby and Whitney reality show. Well, that would make two of us. I love that show. But she's laughing out loud. I don't seem to remember the daughter, Bobby Christina, or am I thinking of another daughter? No, Bobby Christina was on that show, I think. Isn't she adorable? But let me tell you all something. Those of you that want to make Bobby Brown the villain and not the music industry, which turns young black women out at a very young age. Did you all see during the interview with Oprah when they asked her about her daughter going in the music business? Let me pause that. Whitney was deaf against her daughter going into the music business. Why? Oprah, why didn't you ask her about that? Bobby Brown is not Satan. There's a reason that Whitney does not want her daughter to follow in her footsteps in that line of work. Rod Ginyard, Culver City, California, says something very, very nice about me. Maybe I'll read it later, Rod. Thank you. Brother Wayne from Little Rock, Arkansas, says he's loving the show. Thank you, brother. Welcome. Ellie's all from Brooklyn. He's trying to figure out my age because I said I was pumping Bobby Brown at a certain age 20 years ago. Right, you're right. I'm 30-something. Elijah Muhammad from Portland, Oregon. He says, about Oprah, I agree. I have noticed for years that the minister can be on Larry King. The minister can be on Don Lemon. Minister Farrakhan can be on Donahue and a host of other mainstream shows. In my opinion, Oprah should be ashamed to live in the same city with the minister but have never had him on as a guest. And it's not just the minister that she don't have on. I'm so sorry to say this, but I think Oprah has made a conscious choice to not use her show to support strong black men that the powers that be don't like. I feel kind of funny on this, man, because I don't. Does Oprah really have a duty to do that? All I'm saying is Minister Farrakhan has good ratings, and we know this. The Caucasian corporate structure that sells magazines, newspapers, and television programming, Minister Farrakhan is good for ratings. So there's no excuse on that front. Oprah, what is it? Is it what Elijah from Portland, Oregon is saying? You don't want strong black men on that the powers that be don't like? Some people are trying to turn Bobby Brown into a freedom fighter. I won't say he's a freedom fighter, but Bobby Brown is unpredictable, and kind of like Terrell Owens, he will say things that are uncensored. Let me read some more. Shane from Houston, Texas. He says, good day, Cedric. Kanye and Taylor Swift, a.k.a. T-Swizzle. That was all a setup. Oprah and Whitney Houston, that made me sick. Stop it. Trent from Asbury Park putting out rumors. Stop it, brother. I will not read this. He's suggesting that perhaps there were certain questions Oprah didn't ask Whitney because of other extenuating circumstances, which I'm not going to repeat. But anyone from Jersey, anyone from Newark, East Orange, Irvington, Jersey City, you know that Bobby Brown is not responsible for the corruption of Whitney Houston. That doesn't mean he didn't do the acts that Whitney said. I actually think Whitney's being honest. In quotation, let me get to Kanye. So Taylor Swift, I will be pumping Taylor Swift music today. Kanye, I got to get to you real quick before hour number two, my brother. Kanye West, a genius as far as musical talent, production skills, unparalleled. But my brother, If you're not built for something, don't experiment. You're not built to do what ODB did. You're not ODB. You're not A-Sun Unique. By the way, Raekwon album review, hour number 4. Kanye had to end up apologizing because he did something that didn't come from the heart, trying to be a shock jock. Let's hear the apology, Kanye-zy, on Jay Leno.
Say, thank you for honoring this commitment. A lot of times, things happen, they kind of back out at the last minute, or they have a publicist or someone call and say, oh, I'm sorry, my client's not available. So thank you for coming and doing this in light of all the things that are going on. Tell us about your day. Have you had a tough day today?
Yeah, it's been extremely difficult. Just dealing with the fact that I hurt someone or took anything away you know, from a talented artist or from anywhere, because I only wanted to help people, you know, my entire life. I've only wanted to give and do something that I felt was right. And I immediately knew in this situation that it was wrong, and it wasn't a spectacle or just, you know, it's actually someone's emotions, right, you know, that I stepped on, and it was rude, period. And, you know, I'd like to be able to apologize to her in person, and, you know, I wanted to.
So when did you know you were wrong? Was it afterwards, as you were doing it? When did it strike you, uh-oh?
Like soon as I gave the mic back to her and then she didn't keep going. Yeah. I went.
Let me ask something. Yeah. I was fortunate enough to meet your mom and talk with your mom a number of years ago. What do you think she would have said about this?
How gangster of a question is that? Jay Leno actually asked Kanye what his late mother would think of this. Damn.
Okay. Would she be disappointed in this? Would she give you a lecture?
Yeah. You know, obviously, you know, I deal with hurt. And, you know, so many, you know, celebrities, they never take the time off. And I've never taken the time off to really, you know, I just music after music and tour after tour and tour. And I'm just ashamed that my hurt caused, you know, someone else's hurt. My dream of what award shows were supposed to be caused, you know, and I don't try to justify it because I was just in the wrong. That's period. But I need to, after this, take some time off and just analyze how I'm going to, you know, make it through the rest of this life, how I'm going to improve. And because I am a celebrity, and that's something I have to deal with. And if there's anything I could do to help Taylor in the future or help anyone, I like, because, you know, I want to live this thing. It's hard, you know, it's good sometimes. So
okay. Hey, listen, thanks for coming here, and thanks for doing that. And you ready to sing? Give it a shot. Thanks, man.
Jay Leno is gangster. He comforts Kanye after he asked him a question I can't believe he formulated in his mind and mouth. Send in Bobby and Whitney comments. Rabia Muhammad is saying that what it is she doesn't remember the daughter being as slim and well decked out. Well, that's true. Bobby Christina has lost weight, starting to resemble her mother a little bit more, looking very beautiful. But think, and especially for the women listening to my show, I know that us, the men, we are the number one problem. We are. However, why does Whitney not want her daughter to join her in the music industry? What is that all about? Is it really Bobby that turned Whitney out, so to speak? Now let me get back to Kanye-Z. This is what it's all about. This is what Kanye did. He's not built for this, though.
And the Moon Man for Best Female Video goes to Taylor Swift.
About what it would be like to maybe win one of these someday, but I never actually thought that would happen. I sing country music, so thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Now, you heard the reaction at the end. Nothing but basically boos and hissing. Let me show you how a true general pulls this type of thing off.
Songwriters for Sunny K.
Yeah.
Please calm down. The music and everything. I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. You know what I mean? Because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best. Okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
Thank you, Mr. Is this awesome?
Yeah.
I'm confused now.
That's right. They had no choice but to applaud the greatest of all time to ever interrupt anything. A-Son Unique. Kanye is not built to do it. It wasn't sincere. It wasn't funny. It was disrespectful to Beyonce. So he got booed after he did his. ODB sincere. Not only that, notice when ODB comes out, when A-Son Unique comes out, he says, stop the music, calm the music down. He was orchestrating the whole scenario. He, look, I got something to say. Calm the music down. Show him how to do this, Osiris.
Songwriters.
Please calm down. The music and everything. I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. You know what I mean? Because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best. Okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
Thank you, Mr.
That's
right. I'm confused now.
Yeah, I love you all. I just had something to say. Not this whackness.
And the Moon Man for best female video goes to Taylor Swift.
Dreamed about what it would be like to maybe win one of these someday, but I never actually thought that would happen. I sing country music, so thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
There's only one thing you can play after that. Kanye, I'm sorry, brother. You ain't built for that. Yeah. We're headed into hour number two.
Party people all around the town.
The greatest to ever do it. The greatest interrupter of all time. Let me start this from the top. Let me tell a little story. Those of you who don't know, my parents met in Brooklyn. Father born and raised Harlem and Brooklyn. Mother lived in Brooklyn. That's where they met. So I claims Brooklyn sometimes. I have a Brooklyn pass, Brownsville. We were going to visit my grandmother, and this song came on right around 1995. It was my mother, my father, and I. My parents don't really like rap, but it was all about Brooklyn. Come on.
I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a hip go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicines. Cause you thought you were better than A-Son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more. Enough to make you break and shake you.
Rhyme good blackness, in the name of blackness, you are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
Yeah.
Joseph from Brooklyn, where you at?
Party people all around the town. It's the ODB, kid.
Tell me,
coming through your area, and I'm gonna tell you one time, you gon' love this.
I'm the one man army ace on. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a look go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicines. Cause you thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more sh. Enough to make you break and shake you. Rhyme good as the tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. You catching headaches, what? You need aspirin. This type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. What? Round gets sprayed with Lysol in your face like a can of mace, baby. Is it burning? Well, see now, you learning how. I don't even like your profile. It's like wow. Mad styles I seen and heard. No one knows. You forget. You be quiet as cat. Now you know nothing. Before you know a whole blood clotting lot, you don't want to get shot. A lot of MCs.
Yes, I had my mother saying, Zuh. Brooklyn, Zuh. And my father. If you're from Brooklyn, you're having a hemorrhage right now.
Who couldn't figure? Yo, but a new. Who couldn't figure? Yo, but a new. Who couldn't figure how to pull a gun trigger? Get out of here! When they get too close to the utmost, but I got stacks that'll attack any whack host.
Please calm down. The music and everything.
He said, I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. You know what I mean? Because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best.
Blow, blown to death. You got shot because you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back because Raw's what you lack. You want to react? Bring it on back. Yeah, same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sir. Shame on you when you step through to the old dirty best. Brooklyn, sir. Brooklyn, sir. Shame on you when you step through to the old dirty best. Brooklyn, sir. Shame on you when you step through to the old dirty best. Brooklyn, sir. Shame on you when you step through to the old dirty best. Brooklyn, sir. Why?
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
What about all that preaching you do back home, Bishop? Don't you believe in God?
Well, now I believe in it at the time I'm preaching it. Then I don't believe in it no more. Hell, now I just believe in the pictures of old white men on green paper.
Well, that ain't no way to live. You know, God don't like ugly, Bishop.
He ain't too fond of pretty either. Train, why you think God allowed all this killing all over the world to happen? See, that's why I don't believe in it.
Well, if you don't believe in him, Bishop Cumming, then... Well, then why you care about whether or not God the one allowing all the killing?
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
From a crack in the ground, a hole in the wall, a dog in
and cracking around and smoking some raw. Streets like a bullet and cancer. It'll swallow you up or eat you from the inside and hollow you up. And every day like a test. You know life got rules and it's sort of like checkers and chess. I went to school and took the lessons, punk. No pawn get king, a bishop get juice, a rook get jump. Just took the easy route. They either coked out, smoked out, doped out. Took the needle route. And I ain't trying to take either route. I'm trying to stop getting weeded out. Really trying to weed it out. Know the flip side when choosing your way. Like getting fat from losing a weight. Or losing that from using a weight. Feel like I'm speeding and I'm about to crash. Nowhere to go and I'm getting that fat.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Caught up in the system where the blind lead the blind, and this artist only speaks on the signs of the time. And I pop pills in purple rain, escape my pain. They say I'm just like my father, bold and too cold. But you know that's how a dove ride. I send a kite through a dove in the jail where the doves cry. I feel your pain when you restrained and your love die. And make your heart hard, the blood in your vein fry. Feel like I'm trapped and I'm blindfolded. But my eyes wide open to see. Feel like the OJs climbing them stairways. Hoping heaven's gates wide open for me. Look towards a line, seek the direction. Still I spin in every direction, seeking direction. Trying to balance out the good with the imperfections. Yeah, I know I still move with nowhere to go.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Just to make it to the bottom. See faces of the people that I shot. When I get high late night, flow through the bottom. My aunt house, one of the places that I stopped. See, she just died. She got cancer from smoking and drinking the same that I'm drinking and smoking. I can't lie. Wish life would just open its handcuffs and let me go. Feel like I'm doing a bit. I can't slide. So what, I'm a rapper. I can't escape the wrath of the law. If I crash up, my whip would get blasted in the jaw. Prick master this fifth. Or I might go triple platinum. Become a household name. After a long day, I'm out of town work. Make my way to the plane. Plane fast in the trip. Here, mayday, mayday. Controls out of work. How on earth can life end like this? Nowhere to go.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel. You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.